Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Come on, give it up for all campuses today. Excited about it. Woo! Yeah, man, you're gonna buck wild. My God, unreal. All right, this house is pretty amazing. You know, it's just like so expensive to build lumber these days, and we got a whole house. Give it up for our creative team. They just did a great job. Actually, kind of funny story behind that. My friend Marcus Meekum, who preached here not long ago, they did a haunted house at their church, and they spent all this money to make this big house, and he's like, man, would you want it? And I'm like, man, this is totally God, because we're starting a series called The Heart for the House. So they shipped it to us for free all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio, so it didn't cost us anything. Which really shows, what's the word I'm looking for? It just shows the providence of God. That God knows everything about what we're doing and where we're going. How many of y'all are excited about what God is doing in the world today? We see what the world is going through. A lot of drama, a lot of gaslighting, a lot of things happening. Especially going into Thanksgiving weekend, next weekend. How many of y'all know the enemy could really try to fire up some interesting conversations with the family, right? It's a lot easier with your family of choice than your family of origin sometimes. But this weekend, we're excited because it's the Heart for the House weekend. We're getting ready to go to a video here any second where we actually take you on tour of the brand new campus because Faith Church, you're taking your third state. Check this out.
The Bible talks about the mercy seat all through the Bible, that there's a seat of mercy. We have a job to do. And it's not our goal. It's the goal that God has given us, that we are the people that are supposed to prepare a mercy seat for our relatives. Not only for our relatives, but what about the people we don't know? God, we're building you a house for our loved ones to come. How shall they hear without a preacher? How will they know if not one person is sent? We weren't building a building. We were building a church where people's lives could be changed, that they had a point, a reference point to meet, a geographical location to attend. I mean, it's amazing what God can do when they ask God, God, help us. Would you please bring my husband, bring my daughter, bring my aunt, bring my cousin, and then build God a house.
Everybody, here we are in Fairview Heights, Illinois. It's our third state, David Craig. Can you believe that today we get to go inside? We're not closing on the property yet, but you're about to see something you've never seen before.
Let's do it.
You know, I'm so excited just to get inside
it's
and think
so
that
exciting.
This is going to be ours.
It really is
Faith Church. And, you know, right now in the Heart for the House, we're talking about we're one house with many rooms. But this reminds me of the other rooms like Sunset, Earth City, Weldon, right? It has Ferguson.
It's got bones.
They all have that glass thing going on, which makes me know that God's going to do something like this in Florida. I just know He is. So I'm stoked about it. I know Nicole's going to show you. She's been meeting with architects and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to go get it set up in the auditorium or maybe even watch a movie.
If you find any leftover popcorn, don't eat it. It's pretty old. You know, we'll go catch up with him in just a minute, but while he's away, the cat's gonna play. Let's see how we can make this place beautiful. And I know we can. You know, we've been dreaming and visioneering. You know, what about when you come into this beautiful lobby, all of a sudden, all the walls start turning white? What if there's some glass over here and you can see into a growth track room? Maybe there's some glass over here and there's a playground for kids. So you can come out up here and just walk up to this counter and say, oh, Portico team, I need my morning caffeine because we run on caffeine and Jesus on Sundays, right? And then we take our kiddos off to one side. We'll have student rooms for Rev Ministries. We'll have kids rooms. We'll have early childhood rooms. Speaking of early childhood, while we're coming over here, the Early Childhood Academy is going to be running in Illinois. The adults get to head off over here with Pastor David. And the pictures we've been showing you aren't real artist renderings. The important blueprints are the blueprints in our hearts. You see, y'all, we have a heart for the house. We have a heart for the community. We have a heart for God's house. So we're gonna build him a house.
You know, the best part about Vision Weekend, as Nicole was just sharing, is the heart for the house. And when I say the heart for the house, it's the heart of God for our house, Faith Church. We are one house, that's kind of our logo, but many locations or many rooms. And when I look at this room and the hundreds of seats, and to think that we have five on the left side, come on, 5 years of grace and favor, and five on the right side, I just can't help but dream about the stories that you and I are gonna hear about what God does in this very house. When I look at these beautiful seats, which by the way, on the front row, you know, in the theater, it's kind of like this. These are like brand new, they're beautiful. They just replaced these not long ago. But I was thinking about the people who live in this area, and go with me on this. They're gonna tell us this, mark my word. We're gonna hear testimonies on the screens in Florida and everywhere. I was driving down the road and the theater where I used to go try to watch the latest movie, I looked up and it was a church. Then they're gonna tell us, I remember I went to theater number 5 and I sat in seat number 9. And it was there that I had just heard that my husband was leaving me, or it was there in seat number 11 that I found out earlier that day that my child was getting a bad report. But then I came to Faith Church and I heard the word and I got saved, and it was right here in this seat where I was in pain, and it's this seat where God changed my life forever. And when I think about those stories, I reflect back. The reason why I know about that is because a lot of us helped build Earth City. People said, I remember when it was a big bar and I used to line dance there and get drunk to try to mask away my troubles. So if Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father and God has taken his seat here today at all of our locations, you're in a special seat right now. And over the next 4 weeks leading up to our Jesus offering, we're gonna ask God what he wants us to do to buy one of these seats for our neighbor. You might be sitting in Florida or somewhere saying, man, I don't even know anybody in Illinois. It doesn't matter. What you're doing is you're sowing a seed, sowing a seat into the lives of someone else's family, and God is going to bring the loved one that you're concerned about into the seat in the location where you desire. So I want you to pray about what God would have you to do for the Jesus offering on the 11th and 12th. Many times over the years, people have said, God spoke to me, give $1,000 or $5,000. Many people that can do more, they will do more, but I'm asking you to pray about that. So sacrificially, I need your help right now. Who's building churches in COVID? Faith Church. Who's taking third states? We are Faith Church. We got a job to do. So this is it in our heart for the house weekend. I love it. I'm so excited, stoked about it. I know we can do it on the Jesus offering. We can do it if we all do it together.
Come on, church. Wow. Come on, somebody. Isn't that exciting? Wow. Everybody shout, wow. You know, when I think about the house that I grew up in, not far from here, you in Florida this weekend, about 5 minutes from here, I grew up on a street called Lincoln, and my dad built a house, and I want to talk about it next week a lot at Thanksgiving about building culture in the house. In fact, next week, we're going to set this whole house on fire. We're going to be singing, this house is on fire. Not literally, don't call the fire marshal, but we've got our ways. And so my dad put culture in us. And one of the things he taught us was that God's house was important. Everybody shout that with me. God's house is important. One more time. Come on, Florida. What is it? God's house is important. God's house is important. So my dad actually paid off his house in 22 months because he went inside of the house and he started taking off all the artwork. And back then, there was a lot of Spanish artwork. Anybody remember the velvet pictures, right? Anybody ever seen the picture of Elvis playing pool with the dogs, you know, all that kind of stuff? And so my mom and I went to the grocery store. We came back, and my dad had just had an impromptu Holy Ghost-led garage sale. He took everything outside. My mom's like, what are you doing? He said, man, I'm selling everything so we can pay the house off because I have a heart for the house. He said, I'm going to build God a house. And so he went to the bank, and after he paid it off in 22 months, he took the title deed to his house and went to 1416 Larkin Williams Road and built God a house. Then 18 years ago, and I know that because this weekend is my daughter's 18th birthday, and that's when I started Faith Church. So I took the foundation that my dad built, and I built Faith Church on that foundation of about 180 people. It wasn't a lot of people, but there were a lot of committed people. There were people that had a heart for the house that helped my dad after he spent his own money to say, I'll build God a house. And then they just kind of existed, you know, for all those years, and they had a great church. But then when God called me to you, in St. Louis and to Palm Beach County, and he said, there's a lot of people out there that need church the way you would do it. In ripped jeans, not pointing the finger at the people this way, but this way. We'd preach to the down and out and the up and out, and we'd build God a house. Come on, give God praise today. So I had a vision. In Proverbs 29, verse 18, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. I always said, you know, you've heard me if you've been here at all, where there is no vision, people go to another parish. So we say it, spray it, wheel it, deal it, make you feel it, that God's house is the place where people get saved. Now, I want you to know that you don't get saved by going to church, but the likelihood of your life being changed at church is highly likely. At all of our campuses this weekend, you're sitting somewhere that was a sacrifice, even in Florida. I was talking to my daughter today a little bit about, you know, how you're getting ready to be an adult, 18, means you got to pay your own bills. No, I'm just kidding. I was talking to her about that. She said, I remember when I was like 13 and we were in Florida and all my friends were in St. Louis and she was unpacking that pain. I felt really bad. I remember she said, you know, I was there and all my friends were in St. Louis and you drug me to Florida. She wasn't griping, but there was a little bit of therapy in there. And I got to thinking about my family sacrificed, and she can remember the sacrifices that we made to go to Florida and living in two cities. Why? Because God taught my dad that life was not just about me, mine, and ours, but we were supposed to build the church of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. And that's what we did. So we had a vision. And this house has a tremendous vision, a vision of impacting people around the world. Watching on Faith TV today, live, all of South Africa, watching on the VVOVN network and the Hillsong network and all the networks around the world, you watching on Facebook and online. Listen, we have tens of thousands of people out there, actually hundreds of thousands of people watching today because this house has a vision, but the vision has to be funded by you. In fact, you could go to the store and if people ask you, what do you do for a living? You could say, I'm an underwriter. I underwrite churches and I underwrite, you know, building houses in Guatemala and I underwrite girls getting rescued for sex trafficking because at this house we do everything that I just said and much, much more because God wants his church to be the answer because it's clearly the system doesn't know what they're doing. Republicans, Democrats, I don't even know what the middle people, whatever they are. I'm just here to tell you that my hope is not founded upon any of the political systems because God's going to burn all that down. But what he's doing right now is rescuing humanity through your heart for his house, through television, come on somebody, through outreach, through ministry to people. So the miracle is in the house. Everybody shout that with me. The miracle's in the house. Now, November the 26th, 2019, that's 103 weeks ago. I know that because I asked Google, how many weeks ago was it since November the 26th? And it said 103 weeks. Don't you thank God for Google? Let's just thank God for Google. Thank you for Google, God. Thank you for apps. Thank you for Amazon. Thank you for Amazon Prime, God. Thank you for Amazon Now. Ha! But 103 weeks ago, in my prayer log, my journal, which, by the way, I learned from my daddy's house. Well, the Bible said, teach and train your children in the way they should go. And he taught me to pray and that God would speak to my heart and he would lead me in the way that I should go. And he woke me up there at about 5 a.m. and I said, he asked me to drive over to Shiloh, Illinois. It was dark. I said in my prayer log, I'm actually reading it here. I thought I'm actually flying out later today. I would do it then, but God wouldn't stop wrestling with me. So I jumped in my car and I pulled over. And as soon as I came up to the first exit, in fact, I think they might have a Google map there. The first exit that I came to there was on this side of the highway. I just screen recorded this because I'm so sophisticated on my phone. And I pulled into that parking lot. But right on the other side of the parking lot, if we're hunting Easter eggs, we're really getting hot here. I stopped there and there was a movie theater across the street that wasn't for sale. But 103 weeks ago, God knew that he was going to call us to build his house there. So he woke me up and led me there. And now he's leading. Somebody ought to shout amen. All of us there to this space and this place to make a difference in people's lives. Come on, somebody ought to give God some crazy praise. Yeah. It's kind of, God's kind of tricky like that because it says Shiloh, Illinois. And I was headed to Shiloh, which is past Fairview. But as soon as I was there. And those of you in West Palm will know this. Your street out in front of you today is Shiloh, which means meeting place with God. Had I not gone to Florida, I wouldn't know that Shiloh means meeting place with God. So God stirred me out of my house. Now I had to open the door and go outside and drive to it 103 weeks ago to a land I didn't know. And as soon as I was going, God said, no, it wasn't Shiloh. Check it out. He said, I was just tricking you to get you. I knew you wouldn't go to Fairview, but if I went to Shiloh, then I'd stopped you there. Notice this about your life today at all of our campuses, that sometimes, here's a key ingredient for you, God will take you here to get you there. In other words, you might say, I don't know why I got this job, because it didn't work out. It was to get you here so you could see there. But you would have never gotten to there if you hadn't got to here. So sometimes it looks like you made a wrong move, but God actually led you and said Shiloh, when really it was Fairview. But if I hadn't started heading to Shiloh, somebody, I'm preaching right now, then we wouldn't have got there. But when a vision, people perish. Now, I made the vision clear. I told you guys 103 weeks ago what happened. Thank God some of you guys listen. Look at your neighbor and say, that's me. Look back at him and say, oh, he was talking about me. And I was, now our family goes on a vacation earlier this year. And somebody DMs me on Instagram. We're not even in America. And I got a DM that says, Pastor David, here's a picture of this movie theater. I was driving to work today and I saw them putting up this for sale sign. Why don't you give them a call? And I'm like, I don't know who you are, but I like you. And I called them. And when I called them, the Marcus Theaters had bought a bunch of theaters in St. Louis and Illinois. That particular one in Illinois, they had like one 5 minutes away. They didn't want it. It was their dollar show. It was an area that a lot of people, even from East St. Louis, were coming in. And they had no interest in it. They said, we want to get rid of it. And I said, you know what? You guys got two choices. You can either have another movie theater come in, and you don't want that. Or you could have a church. And guess what? They chose option number two. Come on. Give it up for the kind people at Marcus Theaters. So keep going to Marcus Theaters. They're great. But again, here's my point. Without a vision, people perish. But because I had shared the vision with you, that guy DM'd me, and then now I can share the vision with all of you. God had that guy drive by at that moment in history, because today, in today's economy, we met with the architects. They said to buy that land today, and with the price of metal and lumber to rebuild it. How many of y'all have noticed that's going up? It's actually $900 for a turkey. You ever notice that one? But because of the price of everything, they said right now to rebuild that building that you just saw would be right at, to buy the land to build a building, $20 million. And now we only need to raise $2.5 million to make up the gap because of what you've already given. Come on, somebody, and how you've already served. That's incredible. You say, well, who's going to give the other $2.5 million? It's you. That's why we're talking right now. We've actually got the money. It's just in your checkbook, but we're heading there. Vision. First Kings 8 verse 17. Check it out, Florida. It says, now it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for your name, for the Lord, for the God of Israel. Notice we see heart for the heart house there. It was in his heart to build a house for the Lord. When I think over the years of all the lives that have been changed, not only your lives, but I think about the little kids who have been saved. Let's leave it there. When I think about the abuse of people who have been beaten by their father, some of them in the room tonight, and today, and tomorrow, and all next week, every night, every day when we have church, we have moments to where people come in that have been abused, and for the first time they come into Faith Church and they hear they're loved, they're accepted, they're chosen, they weren't a mistake, that they were born on purpose with a purpose. That makes me so glad that we are a part of a church that has a heart for the house. So God has blessed this house to bless his house. God has blessed your house to bless his house. If I were and I could, and next week I am, I'm going to walk inside and kind of take you on a tour. And you can actually walk up the steps, and I'm going to go in that room over there, and we're going to unpack that safe. Because in the safe is where we keep the things that mean a lot to us. When my dad passed away 18 years ago, we had the code to the safe, and me and my brother, my mom, to keep it honest, we got in the safe. And it was there where he said, my brother, I'm going to take that gun. That was my dad's when he was a police officer. I want Dad's watch. Could I have his ring? And there was all of my dad's life work and possessions. The things that were valuable to him were in that safe. But really, it wasn't about the things that were in the safe. It was about not the possessions that were in the house. It was about the people and the persons and the purpose that he was called to. So everything he left everybody else. My dad always told me, he said, David, don't worry about this stuff. When they're arguing about a car or arguing about this, you want the fruit. The root is what you want. They want the fruit. You want the root. You're called to preach. You're called to raise up a church. You're going to use what I built, and you're going to do something absolutely crazy. My daddy would speak to me, and he would say, I could drop you off in your underwear, totally just naked in the middle of Alabama with a Bible, and son, you would build a great church. So when he passed away, I knew what I was called to do. Come on, somebody. I knew what my father spoke over me, and my brothers got a bunch more fruit than I got, but guess what? I got the root, and I'm excited that I got the root, and I'm talking to you today. You got the root. Give God praise. You're blessed to be a blessing. Everybody shout, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Come on, Florida, I know you're rowdy. Shout it again. I'm blessed to be a blessing. 2 Samuel 7 verse 2 says, the king said to Nathan the prophet, see now, here's the question, I dwell in a house of cedar. This was a nice thing back then. But the ark of God dwells in a tent. King Nathan said, wait a minute, prophet. It would be like somebody saying, Pastor David, I know I live in a big house. I live in a nice house, but I see that there's a lot of people dying and going to hell in Illinois, and they need a house. Actually, we're one house with many rooms. We have a bedroom, a living room, a bathroom. How many of y'all got an inside bathroom? Isn't that nice right there? Half of you. Let's try that again. How many of y'all don't go outside? So we got all these different rooms. And so Faith Church is just that. It's just a bunch of different rooms. And I can't help it, perhaps. In fact, God told me when I went to Florida, he said, you're not the guy that I called to go to Florida first, but you're the guy that obeyed. In other words, it kind of made me feel bad because I thought, hey, I wasn't your first choice, but I'll do. It's much like my relationship with Nicole. Can I get an amen? And she's like, wasn't my first choice, but I guess you'll do. So we have to remember, like Nathan said, man, I live in a good house. I have money in my safe. I got money in the bank. By the way, it's depreciating, the cash you got, at 3% a year. So every year, Jeff Duncan with Duncan Financial over there, he'll tell you that your dollar, if it's $100 this year, it'll be probably $96 next year, and then it'll probably go to $91. Why? Because the Bible said, don't lay up treasures for yourself on earth, because thieves, political, all kinds of thieves, financial, they come and they rob. But he said, when you actually make internal investments, there's an eternal return on investment, an E-R-O-I. So everything you do for God and his kingdom actually lives on beyond you. So my dad's fruit today is not his watch. It wasn't his ring. It wasn't his car. The fruit was the souls that are in heaven today because of what he did from our house. Somebody ought to shout amen. And you have that same opportunity today. And that's why this king was the king, because he was smart. Look at your neighbor and say, he looks smart to me. So this king had a heart for the house. Now, in Psalms 127, verse 1, they'll put it on the screen. Royal Palm, check this out. It says, unless the Lord builds the house. So in other words, you could build your own house. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builder labor is in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. And we're seeing that right now. No matter what kind of disease that could be poured out, a guard can't fix you. The CDC can't fix you. Politicians can't fix you. It goes back to that old song, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only trust in Jesus' name. On Christ, I pitched it high, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. It's not the Gaithers, but it's me. All other ground is sinking sand. So your house, it has to be built upon the rock. So you can build a house, but then if you get divorced, it does you no good. You can build a house, but if your kids go crazy, it does no good. So that's why God said the gates of hell would not prevail against my church or my house, because God knew that he was the master builder that could fix it from the foundation all the way to the top, and your life would not crumble apart, because when you put God's house first, you prioritize his house. Come on, somebody. He prioritizes your house. Heart for the house. Everybody shout it. Heart for the house. Proverbs 24, verse 3. It's another good one. It says, by wisdom a house is built. Or we could say by foolishness it's torn down. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding, you get that at church, by the way, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare, beautiful treasures. So for those of you that are broke, God's actually saying, I actually want to bless you in your house. Not only get a house, but it'll be filled with rare, beautiful treasures. God wants to do that for you. But the priority, of course, needs to be him. Instead of the stuff, you're focusing on God's system, his operation, and establishing his church. And then when you make it happen for somebody else, God makes it happen for you. And he wants you to be blessed. I want people at our church to know that, because some people don't have any money and some people have a lot of money. I was at a guy's house the other day at our church in Palm Beach, and he said, hey, this is a Rembrandt. This is a small one, but this is a Picasso. Like, my gosh. He's like, this stuff goes back to Louis the 14th. I'm like, my stuff's going back to Carroll House on the 19th. But I don't, if you're in Florida, you don't know. Carroll House is a local furniture store. But my point is that I didn't come from a rich family. Maybe you didn't come from a wealthy family. I wouldn't know if I saw it. I could go to a yard sale and be clueless. But I am telling you that God wants to so change your life and so change your family's life. And it begins when you bless God. Who knows what God's going to do? And for me, it's just about building the church. When I think about the five theaters, 5 years of grace and favor, five on one side, five on the other side, on 5 acres, I go, you got to be kidding me. Are you telling me that 103 weeks ago, you had me drive within, like if we were doing Easter eggs, the Lord would say, you're hot, you're getting really hot. Remember that game when you were a little kid? You're cold, you're getting colder, and then, oh, you're getting warmer. You're, come on, raise your hand if you ever played a game when you were kids. Some of you are so old, you're arthritic, you're just nodding right now. Remember Red Rover, send David over? Remember put your right foot in and your left foot out? You shake it all about. What if Hokey Pokey really was what made you turn around? What if that's the truth? But my point is that God sees in our future, and he sees and he says, I know the plans I have for you. They're for good and not for evil. So when we sow into God's house, God allows us to harvest back into our house. I was talking about some of the guys at our church. I was talking to one guy last week on what we call this cryptocurrency. He said, Pastor David, I made $30,000 today. I said, teach me. Throw your pastor a bone. Talking to another guy at our church, moving and grooving over here. And he said, he started honoring God. And they were selling small houses. And now God led him into commercial real estate. He sent me a picture of this huge high-rise that they bought in the midst of COVID. In the midst of pandemic, God is showing a marked difference between the people that are in his house and the people that are in the house of Satan. Somebody ought to shout amen. This is the house that God has established to help his people. 2 Chronicles 7, 15, it says, now my eyes will be open and my ears will be attentive to the prayers offered in this place. This is God's word. God's saying, hey, when you go to my house, when you pray prayers at my house, my ears are going to be open. I have chosen and consecrated this temple or this house that my name will be there forever. And my eyes and my heart will always be there. If God has a heart for the house, you need to have a heart for the house. If God has a heart to help people, you need to have a heart to help people. 18 years ago when my dad died and I didn't know what to do and it was a sad day, he died on a Saturday, and I preached on a Sunday. Preached on Sunday night, preached on Tuesday night. Had his funeral on Monday night in between that sandwiched in there. But I knew the last thing my dad told me was, don't let them peel it out of your cold, dead hands. And guess what? They tried as hard as they could. A board tried, and family tried, and my mama tried, and every tried. But guess what? If God puts you in the house, can't nobody burn it down? Nobody can shut it down. God says, I will lift it up. I have a heart for this house. Come on, somebody, and my name will be there forever. You don't know what it cost me to be me. But I'm here to tell you, it cost me everything, but I'm glad I did it. And if I had to do it all over again, I would do it again. And I'm going to do it for the rest of my life. Come on, give God praise today. You can be seated. Sit down with the rest of the heathens who didn't stand up at all the campuses. I can see you. I didn't mean it. No, I didn't. These are just people just starting trouble. Here's some quick wins. We're almost done. Faith Church wins in 2021. Salvations, we had 4,811 people get saved under this house. We had 347 baptisms happen. We had 1,752 dream teamers who served in this year alone. Come on, somebody. We added 813 new dream teamers, first time serving in 2021. We had 315 people go through Growth Track. We had 250 kids go through Rev Camp, our student camp. Our Shrev students served, 2,241 students came to Rev. Our weekly attendance in 2021, it says 2,680 kids over that year. Local missions in Earth City, our food pantry, gave out 2,873 families have been fed. Sunset Hills, 2,207 people, come on, give it up for this team, have been fed. That's a total of 5,080 people. Handing out snack packs in the city, which is kind of tough to do. It's amazing the bureaucracy. I won't go political on you, but they really give you a hard time for feeding people. We've given out 1,000 of those. Handed out personally 200 coats we did, 250 blankets. Here's the kicker. A lot of this we fund. So our partnership with Convo of Hope and our meals distributed with all the churches that joined up. What is that? Look at the numbers on this thing. What is this, 200 million meals, something like that? Approximately year-to-date, 1.5 million people, estimated viewers of Faith Church Online. Impressions, over a million impressions. 185 territories. They're watching every week. We get every week, our campus pastor online talks about all the people that are watching all around the world. It's crazy. Talking about Papua New Guinea, talking about Switzerland, Africa, all over America. The Hillsong Network with Nicole Crank Show. A number of countries and territories. We're currently broadcasting that show every week multiple times to approximately 200 different territories. Requests for prayer through the Nicole Crank Show alone, which is helped funded by this ministry. 150,000 people have requested prayer through Nicole. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise for that. Through that network with Nicole's show, over 1,500 people got saved. To make that real, you got a picture. 1,500 people are in heaven because of what we did. Our work with in Guatemala, 2021, we took trips over there. $85,000 worth of investment, built multiple homes over there. Again, the life change is absolutely phenomenal. And so every week when you see just a few of those highlights that I just highlighted, every week when you see those things, know when you get to heaven, all of that is put to your account. Remember when the Bible says when you get to heaven, he's going to say, well done, shout it with me, thy good and faithful servant. You don't want to get up there, knock on the door, and he goes, who are you? You don't want to get up there and go, well. You want to go, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Two scriptures I want to read before we close. 1 Peter 2, verse 5, it says, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. Talking about a heart for the house. To be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. God is saying, hey, I want you to look at your life and go, there's a time when you need to make a sacrificial offering to the Lord. Have your heart in it. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 9, last scripture. Then the people rejoiced because they had given willingly. With a whole heart, they offered freely to the Lord, and David the king also rejoiced greatly. In other words, David was like me, as your pastor is saying, man, I'm excited that our church is, the reason why we're able to do all this stuff is because you're generous. You're faithful. You're loyal. You're not giving to 15 different things or 30 different things. You're understanding that this church, when you give, you don't give to it, you give through it. So when you give here, it builds houses, it rescues girls, it gets people saved, it builds brick and mortar locations where people's lives can be changed. So I love that scripture where it says, you got to give out of a willing heart. I don't want anybody to participate in this that's not willing. God loves a cheerful giver, and so do I, whose heart is in his giving. So you have to make the decision once and for all this weekend, coming up to our Heart for the House offering, where you say, you know what? As for me and my house, we're going to bless the Lord. I'm going to have some memorable moments that my kids can come back and they can say, I remember it was that Christmas that we gave our biggest offering, that we sacrificially gave. And this happened for me many, many times. I got a little booklet I think they gave you on the way in at all campuses, but if you didn't get one of these, raise your hands. The ushers are ready to just throw one in your hand. Raise your hand high. Don't be embarrassed. They missed you. I apologize, but just keep it up, Florida. Keep it up, Ferguson. Come on, Weldon, Sunset, everybody, everywhere. Get this booklet. I kind of want to thumb through it. I'm going to give you about 20 seconds, and then I'll start going over this book real quick with you, and then we'll get out of here. I do want to tell you this, that my dad, when I think about, and I know I talk about him a lot, and I would apologize, except I don't want to, because the Bible says give honor where honor is due, and I would not be standing here today if I hadn't had such a good daddy that raised me in church. And my dad, when he had that yard sale, it marked me. When my dad sold his motorcycle to help God build a house, it marked me. When my dad said, this Christmas, we're not having Christmas because you got to trust Jesus. I remember it was that Christmas that some lady at our church who didn't know that we weren't having Christmas, her name was Betty Sterneman. I'm sure she's wanted to be with the Lord now because she was old back then. I was about 13 years old. And she brings this trash can from Neiman Marcus, and it costs like $100 for this trash can. We'd never even seen a $100 trash can. We didn't know they had a $100 trash can. We checked it out. We went there. We're like, oh, my gosh. We didn't never ever put trash in it. We just charged our relatives a dollar to look at this $100 trash can. And we opened up the trash can, and there was that coat that had the zip-off sleeves that I'd been wanting that only God knew. There was another coat in there that I wanted. It's going to show you how old I am, and if you identify, you're going to understand it. It was blue. It had orange on the inside and fake fur over the hood. Anybody old enough to know what I'm talking about? That would be you back before beepers even. Come on, raise your hand. And I remember that. The dad said, we're going to use our Christmas money to help God's house. God's going to have to help our house. And I'll never forget it. It made me trust God. It made me believe in God. And so what I'm asking you to do is our Jesus offering that we have annually this year, we're using all the money towards purchasing this building. And I'm here to tell you, we can't do it without you. We got enough to get way down the road, but we can't finish it. We can't do what needs to be done. It needs about $4 million worth of renovation to make it a church. And so all we're asking is, our faith is going to get the rest from somewhere, but we're asking the church for this faith project for $2.5 million. So that means a lot of you need to give. There's 2,500 seats, and we need $1,000 per seat. Some of you can give $5,000. Some of you can give $50,000. But everybody needs to participate. So when you get on the front part of that booklet, it's kind of cool because it's got a picture of me and Nicole, and my gosh, she's so pretty. That alone is worth having the booklet right there. Then it gives the vision of what's going on, and the centerfold has the heart for the house. And here's what I would do if I were you. I'd tape that up in my bathroom. And when I was getting ready in the morning, I was shaving. I'd look at that and I'd say, God, I thank you that you're going to give me the money for the Jesus offering on the 11th and 12th. God, I'm going to pay that thing down. And God, once I pay it down, you said that I'd give, you'd give back to me good measures, fresh down, shaken together and running over. Put that and keep that vision before you. This is an actual picture of the inside of the beautiful seats. In fact, it's amazing. Just think of how much the chairs cost. The ones that you're in right now are about $68 a piece, and there's 2,400 of them in this room. You do the math. So we got all these seats and the devil paid for it. And some of them smell like popcorn. Can I get it? Amen. And I know God's going to do it in Florida. Everybody shout, God's going to do it in Florida. Shout it again. Come on. God's going to do it in Florida. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen soon. We're going to pay this off lickety-split. So it just goes through Elder Vision. And then the very back, I'm done now after this. The very back, this is it. You just get that, you take it home, and I want you guys to pray about it. I want you to take this envelope, you in Florida at all of our campuses, and I want you to get at home. And I want you to ask God, God, what do you want me to do? If last year you gave this amount, this year you're going to give this amount. And I want to pray for you at every campus right now. Let's take this time to not only just pray over this, what is going to happen on the 11th and 12th. But we're a family. We got to do this together. And we all have to sacrifice. How many of y'all would raise your hand and say, Pastor David, I'm going to help you do this. Come on, raise your hand. I want to see it. Thank you, God. Like, thank you. Thank you for helping me. When you get to heaven, you won't regret it. We're building God's house. We got a heart for the house. And I know I went a little long, but this heart for the house envelope and your tithe and offering, we're just going to pray it over one time, and we're going to watch the announcements to the church, and we never leave until that's done. So somebody releases this, and we'll be out of here in a couple minutes. But I want you to stretch your hands toward me here in Florida, and let me pray for you. Father, I pray, Lord, for every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. I pray right now, God, for every person who is in business, Lord, that you're blessing their business and you have blessed their business so they could be a blessing. God, I pray for our church family online around the world that says, I may never go to Illinois, but when I get to heaven, I'm going to say I was an underwriter of that great church in Illinois that's going to go change thousands of people's lives. And God, this weekend as we prepare, next weekend, we're not going to think about it. For the next 4 weeks, we're going to get ready to give you an offering for your birthday. It's not our birthday. It's your birthday. And Father, I ask you right now in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus to bless these people even more than you already have as they honor you and they have a heart for your house. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand as you watch this and you give.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.